Obviously, we have the privilege this Shabbos to read Parshas Balak. And of course, in Parshas Balak, we read of the dramatic story of Bilam, the king of Moab, who is exceptionally fearful of the approaching nation of Israel. He sees what's happened to Sichon, sees what's happened to Og, and realizes that he can't fight Klal Yisrael with normal, natural, physical means. No physical army, no matter how strong it is, could measure up against the spiritual strength of Klal Yisrael. So in a last-ditch effort to try to stave off the Jewish threat, he hires Bilam, a Gentile prophet, to go ahead and curse Klal Yisrael. So we know how the story ends off. The story ends out every single time Bilam tries to curse Klal Yisrael. Not only is he not able to curse, but ultimately his curses turn into beautiful brachas for all of Klal Yisrael. So there's an amazing episode that when Bilam first sets out on his journey, he gets on his donkey, begins to ride. And the Torah tells us through a dramatic story that the donkey sees the angel with the fiery sword standing in the road. And the donkey is unable to go ahead and proceed any further out of sheer fright, sheer fear of the angel. Bilam at first is unable to see it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs an amazing miracle. Vayiftach Hashem espi ha'ason. God opens up the mouth of the donkey. Vatomer le'Bilam. This is in Perek Chav Beis, chapter 22. Pasuk Chav Ches, verse 28. Vayiftach Hashem espi ha'ason. Vatomer le'Bilam. God opened the mouth of the donkey. And he said to Bilam, Ma asisi lecha? Bilam, what have I ever done to you? Ki kisoni zeh shalosh regalim. That you have hit me three different times. And Bilam responds, if I had a sword, I would go ahead and I would have killed you. And of course, this is a strange dynamic in and of itself, as Bilam is having this whole conversation with the donkey. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately opens Bilam's eyes, and Bilam is able to see the angel with the fiery sword standing right in front of him. And Mefarshim pick up the idea that the donkey says to Bilam, Ma'asisi lecha, what have I done to you? Se kisani ze shalosh regolim, that you have gone ahead and hit me. Now again, we translate it as three different times. But the word regolim ultimately is very reminiscent. We know that we have three regolim. We have three pilgrimage festivals, three Yamim Tovim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis, that we are obligated to ascend to Yerushalayim. And Rashi HaKadosh comments and says, Ze shalosh regolim, remezlo, the donkey hinted to Bilam, Atam mevakesh lakar umacho geges shalosh regolim b'shana. You are trying to uproot the nation. You are trying to uproot the nation that goes ahead and celebrates the three regalim each year. So the donkey was giving Bilam almost a veiled musr. Yes, you've struck me three times, but more importantly, you are trying to uproot the people, uproot the nation who celebrates the three regalim, the three yamim tovim, and you will never be successful. The Kotzke Rebbe asks, Lama nir mizo lo mitzvah zu yose mishar mitzvah satorah. The donkey is obviously trying to tell Bilam, in whatever this means, that Bilam cannot contend with the spiritual strength of Klal Yisrael. You want to try to uproot this nation, it's not going to work. This is a people, ultimately, again, who celebrate the three Yamim Tovim. So ask the Kotzker, there are many ways in which the spiritual strength of Klal Yisrael is manifest. So why is it that the donkey Davka chooses to focus on the three regalim? And the Kotzker says something amazing. The Kotzker says that when we go back to the beginning of the parasha, and the messengers of Balak first come to Bilam and ask him to come curse Klal Yisrael, so Bilam says to them, Lino po halayla, stay here tonight and I'll get back to you in the morning. And ultimately, Rashi HaKadosh says, why does Bilam say, stay here tonight? In Ruach HaKodesh Shor Alav Ela Balayla. Because the spirit of prophecy only rested upon Bilam at night. He never received prophetic dialogue by day, only by night. And Rashi says, V'chin l'chol nevi umos ha'olam. So too for all the Gentile prophets, they only receive their prophetic dialogue at night, not by day. So says the Kotzker something amazing. Amr l'ha ason, Atem kishurim eifo lizman. You see, you Bilam and your fellow Gentile prophets, you are tethered to time. The Jewish people, however, v'Yisrael omrim, mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. You know, it's amazing, when we say in Kiddush on Yom Tov, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekadesh Yisrael, he sanctifies Klal Yisrael v'hazmanim and time. And the way we understand that bracha is, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for endowing us with Kiddusha, with holiness, but we know that it is Klal Yisrael that endows time with holiness. In other words, that we control the calendar. And because we control the calendar, we control the Yamim Tovim. We decide when Pesach is going to be. It is true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us that Pesach is on the 15th of Nisan, that Shavuos is on the 6th of Sivan, that Yom Kippur is on the 10th of Tishrei. We know all of that. Pesach Sukkot is on the 15th. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. But we control the calendar. We decide when Rosh Chodesh is. We decide ultimately, again, how time is regulated. So amazingly enough, says the Kotzker, that the Asan, the donkey, was telling Bilam, you're a prophet that's tethered to time. You're a prophet, Linu Pohalayla. You don't control anything in your spirituality, and you're going to try to uproot the nation that has the Shalosh Regalim. You're going to try to uproot the nation. Hi, listen to the words of the Kotzker. Hainu Yisrael Mekadshim Hazmanim. We are the nation that sanctifies time. Shein Lamala Min Hazmanim. We transcend time. Ve'ich Atayocho Lishlo. How will you ever be able to overcome them? So how can you, Bilam, who has to say, Lino Pa'alaylo, has no control over time, how can you seek to assert superiority over the nation of Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim? How can you try to assert superiority over the people who have Shalosh Regalim, over the people who transcend and control time? And I think what the Kotzker is teaching us is an incredible Yisod. There are many aspects to our spiritual strength. There are many aspects to the spiritual strength of Klal Yisrael. We have resilience. We have consistency. We have so many incredible midos, so many incredible attributes that allow for us to be a spiritually strong nation and as individuals. What the Kotzker is highlighting is that the true strength of the Jew is the ability to be Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. The strength of the Jew is Shalosh Regalim. The strength of the Jew is to be Lamala Min Hazman, to transcend time. What does this mean? So we all know that time is often our greatest challenge. If only I had more time, as the famous refrain goes. If only I had more time, I would do this, I would do this, I would accomplish this. The reality is, my friends, there's plenty of time to do the things we need to do if we're careful with how we manage our time. There is time to accomplish the things we need to accomplish. There is time to go ahead and reach the milestones we want to reach, as long as we are careful with how we use our time. It is true, we do not have the ability to manufacture more time, but we absolutely have the ability to regulate the time that we do have. This is the greatest koach of Klal Yisrael. The ability to take ownership over our time, the ability to take ownership over our minutes, the ability to take ownership over our hours, the ability to take ownership over our weeks, our months, and our years. We own our time. And this is an incredibly empowering message, because what it tells us is we could accomplish whatever we want to accomplish as long as we're willing to be efficient with our scheduling, as long as we're willing to be efficient with our timing, and as long as we're willing to take our greatest resource, time, and use it in the right way. This was the lesson that Bilam didn't understand, but yet his donkey did. It's a lesson that's so obvious, but sometimes even escapes all of us. You know, we're about to come into Shabbos, which itself is the unit of time. We're about to come into the 3 weeks, Shivasar B'Tammuz, which is a defined period of time. Everything we have in Judaism revolves around time. And we often think that time is beyond us. Time is this fixed thing that I can't control. And it's true. You can't add more hours into the day. You can't add more days into the week. But at the end of the day, I could control how I use that time. May we be zochet to realize that we are the nation of the Shalosh Regalim, that we are the nation of Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. There are things we want to accomplish as individuals, and we haven't gotten to them. Why? The excuse we use is because there wasn't enough time. Let us learn that is no longer a viable excuse. Let us be zochem Mi'aretz Hashem to realize the treasure of every minute and every moment. Let us be zochem Mi'aretz Hashem to take back control of our time. Let us be zochem Mi'aretz Hashem to utilize our weeks, our months, and our years to our fullest. And let us be zochem Mi'aretz Hashem to accomplish all of the beautiful things we know we must. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos and a meaningful Shiva Asar B'Tammuz.